News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland is addicted to prisons, so says former Mountjoy Governor John Lonergan, and he joins us now this morning to discuss it. Good morning to you, John. John, you are saying that we should be looking at a cap on prison places.
Morning, Kimberly. I've been saying that for many years, and I'm not the first person by any means to say it. Almost 40 years ago, some of your listeners will remember the Whittaker Report, or the Commission of Inquiry into the Prisons at the time in 1964. The late Dr. Ken Whittaker chaired that particular commission, and that commission reported and made the recommendation that the government at the time should look at capping prison numbers. And in those days, we had around less than 2,000. Today, we have over 5,000. A daily average of people in prison, and we are still struggling with overcrowding, and it continues. And there's, the only solution ever put forward is more prisons, and that's quite obvious now that more prisons on their own so certainly just doesn't work. So I'm one of those who would advocate that we must look at alternatives. We have actually an obsession with prison. If you look at it, the figures back this up, with the latest figures we have is for 2022. 74% of all people committed to prison serving a sentence in that year were serving 12 months or less, and that I suppose is just the proof of the pudding. If we're sending that many people, 74% of sentence committals serving 12 months or less, in reality, Ciara, that means 9 months or less, or less than that even, because with early temporary release and overcrowding
can I put some of the other arguments to you, and I know what you're saying about 12 months or less, so you could argue, oh, maybe they don't need to be there at all. But that's if you believe that sentencing is appropriate. We've had a huge furore in the country over the last, I suppose, couple of weeks about a fully suspended 3-year sentence for assault on somebody who beat a woman unconscious in an unprovoked attack. He wouldn't have served any time in prison, yet a lot of people think he should have been in prison and should have been there for longer. And in fact, that's been sent to the DPP to look at in terms of leniency. So some people who were in there for 12 months, some people might think they should actually be in there for longer. And the idea of capping places, John, if you can't cap crime, if you can't cap criminal activity, how can you actually cap prison places? Because if more crimes are being committed and also population is growing, how would we be able to cap places? Because, you know, the places surely correspond to the amount of criminal activity going on in society.
The proof is that other countries have done it. Many of the Scandinavian and Nordic countries have done it for many, many years. And that is saying that certain crimes or certain sentences, one bad case or one bad example isn't good law. And I'm afraid that's what happens sometimes, and especially at the current time, that one bad case, raises awareness and a huge amount of anger and frustration and negativity.
But do you really believe it's only one bad case? You know, that we see people committing crimes out on bail all the time. You know?
No, I'm very clear. I think we need a debate, first of all.
Sure.
The second thing I think we need to differentiate between violence against the person and all other criminality. And that's one of the things we haven't done. In my time, people were inclined to get far larger sentences for crimes against property than they were against people. And my thinking is very clear. When and I don't differentiate, by the way, between any degree of violence or any particular violence. Violence against the person is just...
Sure, John, I do think a lot of people would agree with you on that violence against a person is far more egregious.
Ciara, there's very few people in prison serving 12 months or less for violence against a person. They're the facts. And I think, it's not just capping alone. As I said, even England, the last English government, the Conservative government going out of power, they were in the process of considering and legislating for capping their numbers. So they're failing as well in terms of providing accommodation. But it's not just capping numbers. There are alternatives. For instance, if a person is working and he commits a crime, why not make them pay the victim or pay society back by deducting a part of their wages every week from them for maybe 2 or 3 years? In that way, they were contributing to the state, they're repaying
compensating. Well, that brings us back to the Cathal Crotty case again, in that the judge at the time said that if he was to give him a custodial sentence, it would surely affect his career within the army, that he was was, you know, he's doing as you're saying. And that is not reflected by society as no. what society wants to see happen. And I know you're talking about the overcrowding and rehab and deterrence and all, but people want to see people, A, punished for heinous crimes, but they also want to see them taken off the streets to protect society, John.
I think if you link all the debate, or I'm not saying you're going to do that, but if the debate is going to be just around violence against the person and saying that that is the only crimes that are committed in Ireland, there are thousands of crimes committed in Ireland, non-violent crimes, and a big proportion of them end up in prison. And my point is we have to differentiate between violence against the person. I personally have zero tolerance against violence against the person. I don't care, no justification for it.
Sure.
And I do support those who say we don't tolerate violence against the person, but the prison numbers don't reflect that.
Okay.
And as I said, 75% of committals are serving 12 months or less, and I'm certain that the vast numbers of those are not serving for violence against the person.
I think you're absolutely right, and that we should have a debate on all of this, and I think it's a very interesting debate, and I suppose the question is whether we should be looking at a cap or whether we should be looking at more prisons, in fact. But I do appreciate you coming on and speaking to us about this morning. That is former Mountjoy Governor there, John Lonergan. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.